I'm Mike Small. I'm a senior analyst with the analyst firm Coppinger Cole. I'm also a very active member of the London chapter of ISACA. And today I'm going to be talking about cloud provider assurance. This is an interesting subject because people are more and more turning to the cloud, and much has been written about how to choose the right cloud. But when you have chosen the cloud, how do you actually make sure that you're getting what you paid for? So basically, can an organization trust a cloud? And many surveys, including a survey by Coppinger Cole, has shown that security issues and compliance issues are major inhibitors that prevent organizations from moving to the cloud. So how do you deal with this? The answer, at least to this question, is based on the old Russian maxim, which was often quoted by President Ronald Reagan, which is trust but verify. So cloud services are outside the direct control of the customer organization, and this means that you need to take a different approach, an approach which is based on indirect governance. And this is the way that you can ensure that the provider actually provides the service that they agreed through a combination of internal processes, standards, and independent assessments. So here are my top tips for assuring cloud services. First of all, remember that the cloud just offers another way to obtain an IT service. And for most organizations, this will form part of the overall IT service infrastructure. And IT governance provides a way to manage all these different ways of obtaining IT services in a way that is consistent and effective. So good governance is really key. The second thing is to adopt the best practices that are relevant to your organization from one or more of the frameworks or industry standards that are available. These frameworks represent the combined knowledge and experience of the best brains in the industry. However, it's important to be selective. Not everything will apply to your organization. But whatever standards you do choose, make sure that the cloud service providers conform to these standards. There's a very interesting study that was conducted by ENISA last year that showed that although many organizations adopt these standards internally, very few of them actually require their service providers to also conform to the same standards that they require internally. The most important thing from the perspective of assurance is to make sure that you understand the business requirements, for the service. The assurance needs follow directly from these business requirements. This is important because there is no absolute standard for assurance. The assurance level that you need is that which is secure enough and cost-effective enough for the business requirements, no more and no less. Remember, the procurement department is your best friend. One of the biggest problems is that if you don't have a proper system for acquiring cloud services, the lines of business will in fact go out and buy these services themselves using their corporate credit card. And the problem with this is that it's almost certain that the requirements for assurance and security and compliance will not be taken into account. Work with your industry peers. There are many shared assessment programs which allow you to benefit from the experience of your peers. Using these shared assessment programs, you can base your judgments on other organizations' service assessments, and this can speed up the procurement process. Classify the data and applications in terms of their sensitivity and regulatory requirements, so that you can understand what the risks you are taking when you move that data or application to the cloud. This speeds up the procurement process by setting many of the major parameters that are required for the cloud service, and also determines the needs for monitoring and assurance in advance. Understand and agree with the provider the service parameters that you require to be assured. Make sure you understand what your responsibilities are. Many organizations think that if they have put things out to the cloud, that has removed all responsibilities from their internal organization. That is certainly not true. It is definitely not true for things like privacy and compliance. And there may be a lot of elements that are still required for the service to work, and you have to make sure that you ensure that those elements are functioning and secure. Look for regular independent certification that these service parameters that you've set up are in fact being met. Typically, audits are only performed once or twice per annum, and so whilst these independent audits are important, they only provide snapshots at a point in time of what the service was. What you really need is a system that allows you to have continuous assurance. And this means having regular access to the monitoring parameters that you've agreed with the cloud service provider. And this allows you to monitor the performance as it occurs, or at least at a more frequent intervals than the annual or biannual audits. Also, don't allow yourself to be confused by all the sources of advice. Those sources of advice are very helpful, and indeed, but the trouble is they can be too many of them. At the moment, there are known to be 35 different independent standards initiatives that are taking place around the cloud. If you feel confused, remember that what really matters is what your business requirements are, and there is no absolute standard for cloud provider assurance. The service just needs to be as good as your business requirements need. So in summary, if you use the cloud, you need to trust the cloud provider. However, this trust should not be unconditional. It needs to be verified, and this verification is best achieved through a combination of best practices, governance processes, and independent assessments. Thank you for your time.